This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress buying made easy with lowest prices and comfort guarantee. Save 10% off with code MMANUTS10.
NordVPN, our premier VPN provider. Get advanced security, internet freedom, complete privacy. Save 58% off the one-year plan with code STRONG1.
Tire buyer, get tire shipped to an installer of your choice. Get 7% off $400 with code MMANUTS7.
Watch Gang, get new watches sent right to your door every month. Get 15% off with code MMA15.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 485.
485!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
I agree with MMA Show. My fans, for our fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I went double-fisted, crazy man. Doesn't get out of the house much. Matt Griffin.
You've been out of the house a lot lately.
Yeah, what you been up to? You, a little this and that?
I've been up to a little bit of this and that. Had a little vacation last week. Did some hiking. Solid stuff. I think in this time, it's important to get away for a little bit because everything can start to feel a little bit the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not like politically correct to be traveling and going to places, but I was socially distanced. It's not like I was hanging out in bars and on the beach. Like, you know, I'm out in the fucking mountains by myself pretty much.
But we're wearing a mask, right? And you are getting chastised.
Yeah, there was a couple spots. We went to like this local diner, right? And we're walking in and I got the mask on and I'm looking around and people are looking at me weird. No one's wearing masks. And then there's these truckers we pass by eating and the guys are just shaking their head at me. I'm like, oh, I'm being like, I feel like I'm being slut shamed here or something. Right? It's like a weird, this is like that walk at 7 a.m. Yeah. You know, when you're missing one heel and everyone knows what you're doing, you're like, oh.
But how does that affect anybody? Like, what does it matter whether you wear a mask or don't wear a mask, right?
I don't know. I think there's some parts of the country that Trump still has a pretty strong foothold. And, you know, that's that old school blue collar kind of this America Jack kind of a thing. So,
yeah,
I think that's what was going on there. But overall, I recommend if you can, you know, get in the car, you know, do something, get out from where you're at, especially with school starting again, if you have kids, you know, kind of.
Yeah. May or may not be in person. Ours got pushed. So, you know, one daughter going to college and she's going to be a freshman and live in the dorms and everything's going to be online. So money well spent, maybe. I don't know. And single person room. So the big advantage was, oh, you get a single person room, but you're paying the price of a double person room.
Ah,
thanks. Well, what did I save? $100?
Yes. Just think, she's out of the house, so you have more time for, you know, adult stuff.
Well, no, because then the youngest daughter is all online again because of school pussied out. And even if she was, they were doing that hybrid stuff. So it was 2 days in person and half days. I'm with the impression, I think all the kids should just go fucking go back to school. You're in a safe age group. Let the teachers figure out how they're going to be safe. I don't give a fuck if the teachers are all.
The teachers.
Or just do them like a Max Headroom where like you just have the fucking computer in the class. And the teachers off campus or whatever, but they can see the students. I don't know fuck how they teach, but the kids need to be in school.
Well, there's I work in the mental health field, and there's a lot of studying being done right now. And even the CDC came out and said that the repercussions for the overall health of up to like 17 million kids in the United States, if they do not go back to school, because you don't realize how many people are depending on multiple meals by going to school and depending on services like mental health care in schools, like social workers and stuff, they're not getting any of that stuff now. So if you consider, like, if you look at just Chicago, the murder rate in the south side of Chicago is as high as it's ever been. It's insane how many people are getting killed because no one's got shit to do. And now you got more kids running around, you know, blowing shit up and going crazy. It's not good. I think. But you know what's going to happen. School's going to start, and then a week later, shut down. So it's like, you know, a whole classroom got COVID, and now everybody's got to, like, quarantine for 25 days.
Everyone will get better. That's the thing. No one, We should not digress too much, but I'm gonna get pissed off if I keep talking about this.
Don't get pissy. Let's talk
about I want them to go back to school. So anyway, let's see. This past weekend, it just happened. There were supposed to be 15 fights and all sorts of crazy shit was going on. And then it went down to 8 fights on the card. And on top of it, there were 11 nut shots. I forgot who was tail. I think it was Felder who was like tallying up. He's like, that's number 10. And that's number 11.
They have like a person with a sign. Nut shots.
Yeah, I think that was the most dropouts and most nut shots per event. But
per capita?
Yeah, something like that. You had that. And then the weekend before, you had Alexander Gustafsson moving up to heavyweight to fight Fabricio Werdum. And it didn't work out well for Gustafsson. No. He was fighting in kickboxing range. Like, why are you kickboxing Werdum? And then Verdum's hitting him with like calf kicks, a couple of hard ones, a hard leg kick. Gustafsson tagging him a few times, boxing. And then Werdum shoots a weak takedown attempt, ends up getting it. And then as soon as he gets to the ground, he's like already working for the armbar, gets it.
Done.
Fucking tap. It was like within 3 minutes. I'm like, ugh, that's an unfortunate debut at heavyweight. But I think Gustafsson was the favorite going into that, which is kind of shocking.
Yeah, do you think he's going to have another fight?
I would. I mean, that's a you're fighting a former champion, right? Didn't he hold the belt at some point?
Briefly.
But it's heavyweight. Like, everybody fucking holds a belt for at least a fight, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So you had that one. You had
was Chogun. That Miocic that took it from him, wasn't it? Miocic?
Stipe? Yeah, because remember, Werdum was rushing in on him and he got clipped. Yeah,
yep.
Oh, man. And then Shogun and Lil Nog, fucking Lil Nog's like 50 or 44.
Going on 79.
Yeah, and he lost a split decision. So Shogun is 3-0 in that fucking series. Whitaker gets the unanimous decision over Till. And that's that. I forgot. I had a other thing. I don't know. Do you have, like, what's happening this weekend? I must not have updated my card here.
There is
Because I wanted it was Derek Lewis and Olenek is the heavyweight.
Lewis versus Olenek, yeah. And then on that card we have
someone else on there too. Chris Weidman's fighting.
Weidman versus Omar Yakhmedov. And then there's a bunch of guys that we don't really know. There's a girl, Yana Kunitskaya. She looks quite
hot.
With that pink hair. I'm lost.
Yeah, so it's interesting, I guess, with Weidman, right? See. Like, how far has he fallen? You're fighting guys that don't even know their names, man.
Yeah, and, you know, he's, he's got a lot of injuries. He's got knee issues. I think, he got shoulder problems. He's just overall just not fared well.
Lack of steroids.
Well.
That's neither here nor there, allegedly.
I don't know, you know. He's fallen the way of Johnny Hendricks, it appears, you know.
So. True. And then what else is going on?
So I was reading some stuff earlier, and they were talking about there's a lot of new – Conor McGregor is trying to stir shit up, right?
Uh-huh.
And Dana White says that there's pretty much zero chance that Conor McGregor is fighting in 2020. And he's like, the guy's fucking retired. Like, I don't know why you guys keep feeding into this nonsense that's going on. The guy is not fighting. So does that mean they're fighting? Does that mean a fight announcement is imminent? Is that
probably? It's whatever he says. It's always the opposite.
Yes.
And I think specifically, I think the latest rumor. There's so many rumors floating, but I want to say it was Manny Pacquiao versus Conor in boxing, and we saw it happen. Like, you can't fight the top of the food chain guys and be successful. Yeah, you get paid, but. Do we even want to see that at this point? I don't fucking care. I want to see him in MMA. I want to see him fight someone who's not going to take him down. And I know Nurmagomedov is scheduled to fight Gaethje now. I think that's in October, maybe October 12th. The weird thing is, I say this, unify the lightweight title. I forgot Gaethje is the interim belt holder.
Oh, okay.
But that's a weird fight because Nurmagomedov's coming off his father passing away. So, like, how is he going to respond to that? I mean, that could go either way. And I don't know how many fights that guy's got left. One, two, maybe?
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, I would say maybe one. Just I would say he would do one just to maybe honor his fighter, his father, yeah. Or none even.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. And did you see this one? Mike Tyson finally got an opponent.
He's yeah. going
to fight Roy Jones Jr. September 12th. I think it's $49.99 pay-per-view. And then you go into the stats. Roy, 51 years of age. He's got a 66-9 record, but he just fought in 2018. So he's been relatively active. And Mike is 54. His record's 50-6, and he hasn't fought since 2005.
Jesus.
Yeah, and they said it's going to be an exhibition bout, I think, 8 rounds. They were talking about possibly bigger gloves, like maybe 12 ounce. And they said it's exhibition, so there's going to be no judges. And I think it's happening in California. So Andy Foster was sanctioning it, saying, I don't believe these guys are going for fucking KOs. It's going to be like a hard sparring match. Probably not going to try to knock each other out, but
yeah,
what do you think the over-under is on this actually turning into a real fight?
It's hard to say. I think there's a high probability. Well, I think Mike was talking about, you know, he seemed like really upset about this place he used to be in as a fighter, you know, this mm-hmm. like dark place, and he doesn't want to go back there, you know, because he doesn't like that person and all that. So
yeah.
Maybe it will be an exhibition. Maybe it'll just be a light, fun kind of a thing. But I don't know. All it takes is one guy hitting another guy too hard, and then, you know, okay, now, you know, it just escalates.
Yeah, sparring ramps up, because once you get hit hard, then you want to hit hard and vice versa. So, mm-hmm. And looking at how Tyson, I haven't seen, maybe I saw a little bit of Jones hitting shit, but, you know, Mike still looks fast. Mike's still hitting super hard. Mike's going to knock Roy Jones the fuck out, so I think. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird to think, God damn, these guys are in their 50s. This shit is unheard of. But,
yeah,
you know, drugs are good.
They're not testing.
No, fuck that.
Yeah.
And then they said the undercard, Jake Paul's going to fight a retired NBA star that won the slam dunk contest 3 times. The guy's name is Nate Robinson.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Okay.
So good luck on that. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Jake's been training. I mean, he's had a, you know, he's the one who did that YouTube fight or whatever mm-hmm. and generated a shit ton of sales. And maybe it wasn't on YouTube, but I forget. He generated a lot of pay-per-views on his own enough where he doesn't need someone else involved in the process. But he's going to be on the undercard of this, so.
Yeah,
that thing is probably going to sell a shit ton, right? What do you think the buy rate's on that?
A couple million, if not 5 million, maybe.
Yeah, we're talking multi-millions for sure.
Especially in this climate when there isn't too much to watch.
Yeah, and Mike Tyson coming out of retirement, exhibition or not, people are going to want to watch that for sure.
Yes, exactly.
And you didn't price yourself at the UFC level, too.
It's, no.
You know, that's a... I don't want to say fair, but that's going to sell a shit ton more than if you went over $50.
Speaking of Mike Tyson, mm-hmm. let me show you something. I found this on the web a couple days ago. I forgot where I got it from, but so here's – let me get your take on this. These four in an alley, in their prime, no rules, last man standing. Who wins, Mike Tyson, Bruce Lee, John Jones, or Boss Rutten?
Boss Rutten, hands down, pants down, it's not even close, because Bass is a legit street fighter. You know, John can be real good in the octagon. He fights with the rule set. Bruce is too fucking small.
He's like 140 pounds.
he's getting destroyed by everybody. I go, yeah. Fuck. Unless he takes Mike down. Mike could blow on that guy and he falls over. So it's Bass, and this is Bass prime, not
yeah,
like
prime.
Where they're at
not
now.
Now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree.
I don't know how many stories did you hear of Bass Rutten being the shit out of like 10 bouncers and everyone else verifying his stories, like, yeah, and this and that, and I fucked this guy up and threw this guy down a flight of steps and like, holy shit. And then I had to get out of there because they're coming after me with pool cues and tasers and I'm like, okay, man.
Laser beams.
Yeah.
Rather their fucking eyeballs and their cacks.
Yes. Oh, I just spilled again. Oh, I get too excited when I say cacks.
I agree with you. I that's if my first thought was the same. I'm like, definitely Boss Rudin. Come on.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. He's got so. Fucking.
And he'll be laughing the whole time.
100%. And then let's talk about that controversy. So there is a fight, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, where I'd show you that video, Francisco Trinaldo, KO'd, fuck the name was up, Jay Herbert, and Herb Dean stops the fight, and then you have fucking Dan Hardy and Paul Felder both freaking out. Hardy's yelling, stop the fight! And then, because they thought it was, like, way too late, and they're both fucking crying about it. And then afterwards, Herb and Hardy are in this fucking verbal yelling match about, you do your job, I do my job, why don't you stop the fight, blah, blah, blah. And anyway, I just want to go off. First off, watching that, do you think that was a late stoppage?
No, not at all. I mean, the guy was still defending himself, right?
Yeah.
As a ref, you don't know what's happening in that moment. Is he waiting? Is he... You know, is he a little bit rocked and he's just trying to get his composure? He didn't look unconscious. I mean, I think for a split second, he might have lost, like, his equilibrium and went down because of that, because he got grazed across the head, right? But he didn't look out. His arms didn't flail back. So I don't see the problem. I don't know. I mean.
No, I don't understand. Why are fighters being bitches about this? Like, they fought. I understand you want to be cautious, and there's times where this shit's egregious. But this one, in my opinion, wasn't even close to being over the line. Like, I probably would have let that go another 20, 30 shots. That's okay. Just me. I can take a little punishment, but I think Dana White even said it too. He's like, we can't have this shit happening. You can't have a fucking commentator abusing a ref like that. You can't have a fighter touching a ref. He says, if this shit happens again, fired. Yeah. On the spot. Like, I'm not dealing with this shit.
So. I agree. That makes total sense.
And Herb explained his position, too. He's like, that's reckless and dangerous because you can't have someone yelling, stop the fight, because if I think that's the corner saying that or the doctor, what happens if I stop it? And that wasn't the right call because I thought they're throwing, like, a towel in. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's a good point. It's reckless.
You gotta let him fight to the death, bitch. Let him fight. Let him go.
Honey in glass.
Yeah.
Dip your hands in glass, right?
Fuck yeah. Why not? It's Fight Island. Let shit go longer than it's necessary.
How young is too young to let your kids watch Bloodsport? That's my question.
Fuck, I've been like, are they born? Are they breathing?
They're breathing.
Fucking, it's soon enough, Ingo. I told you, I let my kids watch UFC. From fucking, I don't know, 3. Are you 3?
Because I'm the king of inappropriate films at times because I forget how, you know, like, you remember that Adam Sandler, the Zohan movie? So I started watching that with my kids because we were watching all the Adam Sandler ones. And then I'm like, oh, he keeps talking about banging her mom. I'm like, this is bad. Like, I look over, my son is just like doing this. Like, what's happening to Adam? Don't worry about it. He's 11. My daughter's.
It'll all work out.
Oops. Sorry, guys. Let's watch cartoons.
And he's like, I'll stop on the head. I don't know.
Dad, I like MILFs.
Yeah.
What? Oh, no.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah. Don't ever say that word.
I forgot how funny Adam Sandler was for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people like the shit on him, but he had some classic movies. It's goofy. What's wrong with goofy?
Yeah, I agree. You can take it too far, aka Jim Carrey. I mean, it is possible to go too over the line.
Did you see Gary Vaynerchuk's getting into MMA sports management now?
Oh, I thought I saw him something about say about sports. I didn't realize it was MMA specifically.
Yeah, let me really pull this up here.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Let me see.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, I hijacked my screen.
Yeah, take that. And Colby Covington, Tony Ferguson signed with him. So
Ferguson needs him for sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm just trying to scroll through here. Who else is on there? MMA age Lloyd Pearson is bringing the crop of fighters, which also includes Chris Weidman, Eddie Alvarez, Curtis Blaydes, and Vitor Belfort to Varner Sports. Cool. That's weird, man. Goal of the new division is to ensure these athletes receive similar fights and benefits enjoyed by other professional athletes. So I remember MC Hammer being in this space, and I don't know if he still is, but would he be successful? Is he going to get more money, or is he just like a contract guy? I don't understand. It seems weird for Gary to be in this
space.
Well,
I think he's amazing at social media and creating brands and images online. So I don't know if he's doing the contract stuff or it's more of an overall like branding kind of a thing in order to, I don't know. That's a great question. You know, he builds brands. I mean, everything he touches seems like he's making fucking
turns to gold. I thought he was selling shoes, and then you see him out on the weekends. He's buying shit from garage sales and selling it online for millions of well, not millions, but a lot of money. Swimming pools and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
What else you got?
News-wise, that's it. Nothing.
Oh, so I forgot this one. I wanted to talk about how are other sports handling the COVID shit. So, you know, I think this shit is fascinating as fuck because each sport is kind of doing their own thing. And I gotta get a couple of screens open here because first off, I want to start with Major League Baseball because they are not in the bubble. And no, they had to postpone a bunch of games because I think one team had 13 players infected. Another team had 15 or so. And they are pumping in the crowd noise. And they are also doing the cool shit where they're putting fans in the stands.
Oh, yeah. I find that really weird. I saw that at an NBA game. I think that's really strange. I don't know who – is that for the broadcast, why they're doing that or what?
Maybe just to make it look as real as possible, but – and then the Mariners put this infamous character, Steve Bartman from Chicago. And if people aren't familiar with him, he potentially cost the Cubs the World Series because he would want to catch a home run ball, hit the Cubs player that had jumped up to grab the ball. And basically both of them did not make the catch. And then that kid, I think he had to change his name and fucking move states.
Yeah, because everybody wanted to kill him.
So the Mariners put him in the crowd. Like, that's hilarious. Like, good. And also, they're allowing people to put their pets out there. I saw, like, a donkey at one fucking arena taking up three seats. They said one of the Chicago White Sox fans bought 100 of himself and put 100 pictures of himself out in the crowd.
Hmm.
And it's with the crowd noise. And it's the weird thing is it's not distracting. I thought it would be weird, but it's actually somewhat normal. So you have that version. Let's go to NBA. I'm stuck in full screen. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Oh, it's over it. So NBA is in the bubble. They're pumping in the crowd noise. Here's what their shit looks like. I'm really fascinated by it. They're going with a bigger screen here. So
what?
Yeah, yeah. So if you see the whole crowd, this is like a huge, this whole thing is a screen. It's on, I think, surrounding the whole arena. And these people are moving and interacting with stuff. So like when a guy goes to shoot a free throw, all the people are up like waving and oh my God, it's very distracting, but the court, I don't have a good shot of it. It's just so plain Jane. It's very weird.
Okay. I saw something like this on the NBA highlight, but I didn't realize it was screen. I thought that's weird.
Yeah. It's kind of bizarre. And then so they're in a bubble. And then also the NHL is also in the bubble. And let's see what they're doing here.
Where are they at? Are they in Canada?
They're in two cities in Canada. Edmonton is one for sure, and I forgot what the other one is. But they went with the clean look. So if you look in the stands here, there's like huge fucking television screens in the background. So the shot is from you know, this way towards that direction, and they covered all the seats, so you don't really notice that you're in this big arena.
Ah.
And when a team scores a goal, you get the sound of their home stadium, whatever it happened to be. If it's like a fog horn or car horn, oh, who knows? Cool. And you get their music. The weird thing was, I'm watching the Blackhawks games, and the commentators are not there. So one commentator's in Chicago, the other commentator's in Connecticut, and they're watching the same feed. So sometimes it's a little off, like the goal gets scored, and then 2 seconds later, goal! Like, what the fuck, man? Like, what is going on? And then they're complaining because they're not getting the right camera angles, and like, oh, we just get this feed, and this is all we can do. But, you know, the clean look is kind of nice, too. So I kind of like both
looks. I like that better than the NBA one, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, this is a problem. My mouse just lost connection. Okay, there we go.
It's back. Woo.
There we go. Like, and then I don't know what asshole did this, but they were doing the national anthem, and you have this guy from Boston, Chara, against stand next to these two little these players that look like his kids. Like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? And then I think there was another giant, because I think he's like 6'7" or 6'8". Like, come on, man. These guys are probably 5'5".
Oh, my God. That guy's playing hockey?
Yeah.
That's fucking scary.
I think he's in his 40s by now, too. He's probably on his last leg. But
6'7" and playing on skates, so he's like 7 feet tall?
Oh, he's fucking giant, yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it's interesting to see how each league is handling it, because I think with Major League Baseball, they're on the verge of potentially canceling a season if so many people on their teams get infected.
How many people does it have to be?
I don't know, but if you're postponing X amount of games, because I think it was the Cardinals rumored to have gone to a casino, and then they had an outbreak on their team where they had to postpone a bunch of games. So, I mean, the good thing is no one's dying. It's, you know, it's just, hey, these guys got sick, and then all of a sudden everyone's back and playing and whatever. So,
craziness. I'm trying to it's weird. I think like we've been watching some random sports on like YouTube TV or whatever, and it's just kind of weird. The whole thing just feels weird. I don't know why. It's not the same.
It's not, especially playoff hockey. Like, how do you get pumped up? And there's no real, I mean, the people that are lucky, Edmonton is lucky as fuck, because they're playing the Edmonton team is playing the Chicago Blackhawks, and it's in Edmonton, so it's technically a home game, but you don't have any fucking real fans there. So how do you get pumped up? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just playing another team in an empty arena. You get no pump from the crowd. I guess it's the same thing with fighting too, right? You're not getting that pump for the crowd, so probably helping some guys and hurting some other guys. Yeah. I'd want to be playing in front of everyone, right?
I agree, yeah. It'd be way more exciting.
Fuck yeah. And especially the playoffs. And then, you're going to win the Stanley Cup, and there's fucking nobody there.
Yes.
And
fantastic.
I saw someone got a hat trick, and then they actually had workers come down with brand new hats and throw them on the ice. Like, I don't know if this is good or bad. This looks fucking stupid. There's like 10 hats flying in instead of the normal, you know, thousands of hats that would fly down. Like, if you're going to do it, you got to go out. You can't half-ass it with fucking 10.
Whatever happens to all those hats?
They probably donate them to charity. Kind of like in Detroit. Didn't they used to throw squids on the ice or some octopus? Yep. Yes. Like, I miss all that shit.
Those were the days.
Yeah, the heyday.
Not anymore.
No. NFL, here's one for you. Tom Pelissero tweeted this out. He says, normally NFL players are drug tested the first 2 weeks of training camp. This year, the window is August 7th through the 17th, so a bit of a grace period. He says, remember, under the updated policy on substance of abuse, players can be fined but no longer suspended for positive drug tests.
Okay. Here's your $5,000 fine. Okay, I'll take it.
Fuck yeah. How do we get that for all sports, man?
Fines, but not slap on the wrist.
Yeah, how does the NFL have that much power? Because they know fucking everybody's on it, but they don't give a shit.
No.
Every sport should be like that. Please. Yeah. What else is going on? I saw, oh, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship just signed up with The Zone. And in August, they're going to start putting all their shit on there. But The Zone is struggling because I guess they had a bunch of team sports, so they have a bunch of cancellations now. And they were asking, remember Canelo Alvarez signed that huge, I think it was 11 fight, $360 million deal, something crazy. I think they're asking him to take a pay cut because they're struggling. They laid off people. And he's like, fuck you, I'm going to take a pay cut. Pay me my money. But what happens if they go out of business?
Then he's going to have no money to get paid.
Right. I mean, he fought at least three or four, you know, of those $30 million fights. Yeah. So it's tough. And I forgot who else is fighting recently. Someone, I got to pull this up. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Thiago Alves versus Phil Baroni.
No.
What?
Whoa. Okay.
And then Hector Lombard's going to fight Kendall Grove.
That guy's still fighting Kendall Grove?
Yeah.
It's a weird matchup.
Yeah, especially bare knuckle.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, that doesn't make sense. I got to take a sip. I saw the PFL canceled their upcoming season. And that was where, like, all the fighters fight, and then it's a tournament, and then the winner of the tournament gets the $1 million. Yeah. Well, they decided, you know what we're going to do? Since we canceled, we're only going to pay you guys $1,000 a month, and that's it. And you're basically sidelined. So some of the fighters are going, how the fuck can I make a living now? Can you guys release me from my contract so I can go get some fights? And they're not fucking releasing anybody. So
that's bullshit.
I don't understand how you could do that to someone. If other leagues are fighting, UFC is fighting, Bellator is fighting, fucking all these submission people are fighting. Mm-hmm. Combat sports, I think, is probably the easiest thing, right? You just need to test the fucking two fighters and their teams, quarantine everybody, and it's easy. It's not like baseball. You got how many people on your fucking team and you're not in a bubble, but
yep.
I don't get it.
It's bogus.
Yeah.
This has been somewhat of a negative show.
Well, I'm trying to, like, I got to get out of that. Let's get into weirder shit.
Let's kind of talk about something fun.
Oh, fuck. This may get us pulled down. I got to figure out how I'm going to show this, but fuck it. Let's just go with it. So apparently DAZN had a female boxing match.
Okay.
And the woman was a -8,500 favorite. So hopefully, I gotta make sure sound is off here. Hang on.
Don't tell me she lost.
Well, this is interesting. Oh, I'll share with no sound. How's that? And then I know I'm safe. I'm gonna keep it small and weird, but this is very short.
I'm going to guess the woman in white was not the favorite.
Yeah.
She didn't.
What are we doing?
She didn't even swing.
DAZN.
I mean, what was the point of having that matchup happen?
It's like padding your record, right?
Wow.
I got to keep my undefeated streak going, but can we make it a little more competitive? Like, oh my God. I don't know. Anthony Pettis got some new tattoos, Ingo.
Sweet. Is he a full-blown angel now?
Well, this is on the list of interesting tats. So he has never let another man put fear in your heart tattooed on his fingers. So he's going to put fear in his wife's pussy. Another man's finger in his wife's pussy.
Oh my God.
And your heart in his wife's pussy. So why Ingo, why are you doing these tattoos?
I don't know. That's a weird one for sure.
Yeah. Another man. I don't understand. Especially location, right? Why? I don't think I've ever seen word tattoos on the inside of your fingers.
That is weird.
Is that worst MMA tattoo? Are we in there?
Might be worst. I still think the Johnny Cash one.
Alan Belcher.
Alan Belcher.
Like, he always
Johnny
wins.
Cash looks like Fat Albert.
Yeah. Well, he stretched or something. He got bigger. Yeah. I don't know. What else we got? Any cool shit? Oh, this guy did a cool wood tattoo. Not a wood tattoo, but a wood. I don't know what
wood,
you want to call
wood
this.
Chuck up a wood chuck, cut chuck wood.
Yes, wood art.
Ah, there you go.
Of Sean O'Malley. So cool. Just different pieces of wood cut, and then that fucking cool hairdo. Like, that's legit. That looks cool.
Really cool.
Who Sweet. Is this? That badass wood art guy.
Sweet.
At that badass on Twitters. We got all sorts of goodies. I gotta fucking. We're gonna get into the action here.
My hair is sticking straight up. What's happening?
It's all good. You gonna get a haircut or you going long?
Going long, man. I'm in for the haul. Let's see what happens.
All right. John Morgan tweeting out. He's saying the beachside octagon was properly utilized. Oh, hey. Look at that.
Yeah, I like it.
That's what it should be. That's Tweet of the Week, part one.
Okay.
I'm struggling here. Barstool Sports, they're number two. They said Chad Ochocinco admits he took Viagra before every game because he believed no one could stop him if he ran on three legs.
That's a good one.
And then Kevin Shanks closes this one out. He says, I just got kicked out of a Flat Earth Facebook group because – I asked if the 6 foot social distancing guideline had pushed anyone over the edge yet.
That's pretty good. I like that one. That's funny.
Yeah. And let's do some ass and nuts. So we start. Oh, I don't know what the hell I'm pulling up here. Oh, yeah, yeah. This guy. This is pretty cool. So there is a guy on Twitter called A Polite Vulture. He's doing all this Guess the Fighter stuff. So it's Guess the Fight, medium difficulty. I chose a sequence that isn't a highlight reel, but still two fighters going back and forth in a brawl. I also masked their body types a bit just for an experiment. See anything that shows who these fighters' unique style. So you got to guess who the fight is. I couldn't guess this one.
The left guy. Oh God, I know this one. Left guy. Dun, dun, dun.
He's got easier. This one was hard.
Is it Vanderlei Silva?
No, it's Gaethje and Alvarez.
Oh, okay.
It's Gaethje because of his guard.
Oh, right. He has that high.
He goes with the higher guard.
Yep.
But he's got a whole bunch. If you pull this guy up, I don't know if he's got other ones, but. He's doing some really cool animations.
He loves Gaethje, apparently. Oof. Polite boogeyman.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, there's Nick Diaz. Hey, what's up? Doing all sorts of shit. Now I just got pulled off of Twitter.
No.
We're pulled down. You showed fight video. I was just scrolling through Twitter. I can't help what shows up. I don't know.
I like it.
Right along. If every time when you finish sex a song played, what song would you want it to be?
What song would I want it to be? The Rocky song, the ending.
That's good.
What about you?
Are people handing you Gatorade as you run by?
It's like, oh.
I don't know. I think we represent the lollipop. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lollipop. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I need to represent or something.
Okay. Or how about I'm too sexy? I'm too sexy. That's fine. For my look.
That's how I was this afternoon. Too sexy for my shirt. I'm just laying down in my basement. It's so hot. Why did I turn the air off? That's all good. And then the Rico Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign. Let's roll. Pound sign. Matt Rape Train. Pound sign. Ingo Sugar Daddy. So once again, I want to ask you guys some existential and philosophical questions. Number one, would this world be better or worse without teachers and formal education?
Worse.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because people wouldn't be educated as much.
Yeah, I
agree.
Might
be street smarter, but maybe less educated. I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta have both. You can't go one or the other. Mm-hmm. I know people that are not book smart but are street smart, and they get all right. They get around.
They do
all right, but
mostly in prison. Just kidding.
Yeah, getting fucking some of that action.
Uh-huh.
Usually, you have to pay for that. Hmm. Why do we throw away food when we know people are dying of hunger? Because there's maggots on it. There's mold. That's usually what I throw away. I don't have maggoty food in my fridge, but when it makes it to my garbage can outside, it does.
I think these days I really don't throw too much out. There's always that random thing you forget about in the fridge for the most part. Most shit gets eaten, you know?
Yeah. I think most people, like, well, obviously restaurants aren't running at 100% capacity, but at least when I was working in the restaurant industry, if we had anything that could be donated, we would donate it. Like when I worked at Fuddruckers, at the end of the night, we'd have a million buns, and you could only use the buns that were cooked that morning during the day. Otherwise, they were too stale for next day. So there'd be big bags of buns that we would just donate. So I would imagine most people, at least in the restaurant industry, would be doing that.
Yeah.
Will time travel be made possible in the future?
I think so.
At some point.
Yeah.
Elon Musk, I'm surprised he's not on that shit with whatever he's doing.
Well, the only thing about that is if that were the case, wouldn't somebody have come back from time at some point?
You know? You'd think so.
Gotta get back in time.
Back in time. Damn right.
That guy made a career off three movies. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm
going to stop on that. Does the English language make us feel superior to other countries?
No, I think we're just kind of assholes. We're dumb dumb assholes, and we think we're just the best.
Pretty much.
Even though we're not always the best.
Yeah. Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 101, Hollywood, Give Me Wood number 27.
Okay.
First, we start with Adriana Lima. Boom.
That's not bad, man. It's not bad.
And then we go to Jessica Alba.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Hall. Mm-hmm. And then
She's looking a little thin
there, but
tiny little. That looks very photoshopped. You know what? I'm gonna have to kill with Mila Kunis. I'm gonna marry Jessica Alba and bang Adriana Lima.
Okay. I'll strike that, reverse that. Marry, bang, triple kill. Triple homicides.
Yeah.
You got a knowledge for...
Yes, actually, I started watching this interesting show on Netflix called Queen of the South. It's about a, it's like a Mexican drug cartel gangster kind of movie, but I think it seems that, I haven't watched too many episodes, I watched like three or four. The strong people are women in the show, and they're it hasn't quite got there yet, but I think it's building towards that. And the show, if you like that, like if you loved Scarface, like you will love this show. That's basically what all I can say. It's fucking amazing. So I highly recommend it. Netflix, Queen of the South.
Okay.
Did you love Scarface?
I barely remember watching it, but I'm sure I did.
Okay. It's a little brutal at times, but there's lots of sex and weird stuff, so you know.
Then I'm in. That's say no more.
Sex, drugs, and weird stuff.
That's right. So this story comes to you from TMZ. Man brazenly steals 3-foot dildo. Caught on camera.
What the fuck?
Yeah. He says it's not your average dildo. It stands a whopping 3 foot tall. Weighs in at an impressive 40 pounds. It goes by the name Moby Dick. What the fuck? But that's quite the package, man. What are you doing with that? Baseball?
I think you sit on it.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, yeah, you're just going for broke.
You're just like, fuck it. I'm trying to go to the hospital right now. So
yeah, but I feel like you're gonna end up dead, like that guy that got horse fucked or something, right?
I don't know that story, but okay. I'll take your word for it.
Probably best. We'll move right along. I got one more. Okay. So someone posted a picture of the mountain from Game of Thrones. He's one of the world's strongest men. Mm-hmm. And apparently he's with his wife in said picture, and she's quite the little woman, and someone makes the post. I think he wears her like a condom while fucking a larger woman. Like, man, I don't know how this all works out, but good for him if that's legit.
Yeah. He's a pretty big dude.
Yeah, and she's a probably average-sized woman, but looks tiny compared to him. I mean, that's probably Conor McGregor size, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I have anything else. I think that's about it. We were back this week. We had to take a week off. We got that other card coming up. And then we have, what's the other fight? Miocic versus Cormier 3 coming up, I think, a few more weeks, right?
Maybe three.
Two or three.
I don't know.
Miocic's going down. It's going down. Chinatowns.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's shut it down.
All righty, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.